In the past, both Democrats and Republicans have dipped into the state transportation fund for other expenses. It's one of the state's largest segregated funds, and in the words of Tom Siskey, it's become a piggy bank when the state is short of money. Siskey's with the Fox Cities Chamber of Commerce. He says without an explicit hands-off policy written into the Constitution, transportation dollars will continue to be siphoned off, especially if the pot of money were to get bigger from an increase in the gas tax. A transit commission recently made that controversial recommendation. Craig Thompson from the Transportation Development Association says increases would be easier to swallow if all the money went for its intended purpose.
I do hear a fair amount of pushback that there is cynicism about where our dollars that we pay in for our registration fees and our gas tax are going, whether they're going for transportation purposes or not.
A Dane County man bicycled 13 miles in the cold to attend the hearing. Hans Nolner of Oregon was not necessarily against constitutional protection for the state's transit fund. What bothers him is the emphasis on highway projects.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have far more important things to worry about than raids on a bloated and unsustainable highway fund.
A constitutional change is a long, complicated process. Supporters are a third of the way there. The legislature approved it once, but needs to again before the public could have its say at the ballot box in 2014. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.